Hi, it's Aspen Fight. Some of you know my first name is actually Autumn, but I go by Aspen. At Right to Fight. I started Twitter because I desperately needed to share my voice. And I really didn't. I hid behind politics, got very passionate, and some very special people, you know who you are, helped me to express myself, helped me to reveal more about me rather than hide. You saved my life. And all of you comprise what is so important to me, and it has nothing to do with me. It's all of you, which I frame as Team Right to Fight, just because I feel like you all connect here for me and we all connect together. I don't really like the word follower because, as they say, don't follow, I may not lead. Don't lead, I may not follow. Just walk beside me and be my friend. And I hope to be your friends because you guys are my friends. You mean everything to me, and I mean that. I don't do anything automatic. It takes me a long time to read people's timelines and to get back and to retweet. But I do eventually, so please know that. I value your voices. I value you as human beings. I am amazed that I started Twitter in October and you are all around the world. Some of you don't speak English, and that's okay. I'm sorry that I don't speak your language. But together we speak an unspoken language. Together we speak poetry, which is considered the highest form of communication, at least according to Shakespeare, Plato. A few others. But your voices are what matter to me. So I just want to say today, thank you, here and now, for everything. For helping me to risk to reach, to have a voice. For believing in me. For letting me fall on my face sometimes, many times. For letting me put my foot in my mouth. For really embarrassing myself because doing some of that 50 Shades of Grey stuff that I've never even read. But learning that whatever I say, I'm accepted. That is a priceless gift. And I want to thank you all for that. Many of you know that I'm sick. Not just the flu. That finally had to come out. I didn't like keeping any of that from anyone, but I didn't want to ever express that. I didn't want that to be something that I had to hide behind, and yet I was, I guess, by not revealing it. But thank you for not judging me. It's a rare disease. It's progressive. It's terminal. And sometimes I want to just scream at the heavens. Sometimes I do. I have. Few of you know this, but I technically can't be in any light now. So my writing is by the light of the iPad. Otherwise, I'm in almost total darkness. We all have something. We all have pain. We all have hope. And right now, we all have each other. And that means more than anything. Because I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have all of you guys to turn to, and I mean that. I want to change the world too. just like you guys do. But I want you to know today that all of you have changed my world. And I don't say that lightly. And I don't put out this lightly. Sometimes I can't respond quickly. Sometimes I can't retweet every day or get back to people because I'm ill. And I thank you for understanding. No excuses. I just thank you for understanding. I thank you for being there. I thank you for, wow, sticking beside me when I miss my cub, because boy, do I miss him. And I thank you for all the love all of you share, and for not giving up on me, and for supporting me. And I hope to be here for a long time to come. But know that you have a guardian angel no matter what. And I will always stand beside you. And I thank God for you. Have a great weekend, everybody. I love you. Keep writing. And if you happen to walk out in the sun this weekend, twirl around and feel the sun on your face for me, okay? God bless you.